Hello, I'm Brooke. Welcome to Knit Sew Craft. We're here to talk about knitting, sewing, and all things crafty. Come on over to Instagram at Knit Sew Craft Podcast after the episode to see what I've been working on each day. Our sponsor today is Sunny Day Fiber Arts. They carry high quality handmade items such as stuffed animals and masks, as well as craft supplies like project bags and stitch markers. Be sure to check them out on Etsy at Sunny Day Fiber Arts. All right, welcome to Knit Sew Craft. On today's episode, I have a very special guest. Her name is
Raleigh,
and she and I are in the closet talking about some of the creative things that she's been doing. Raleigh, tell us what you've been working on.
So, I have a science fair at school, and my whole class is making these shoe boxes. It's a diorama, and my class was chosen to do the African savanna, and I was chosen to work on it as an elephant. You can all use this at home unless you don't have the materials, but how I made it is all I took was some buttons, specifically blue.
So tell me what this is right here.
A shoebox.
And we kind of turned it upside down, didn't you? Mm-hmm. So that the top of the shoebox is like out front, and the bottom of the shoebox where the shoes would be is standing upright.
Yeah, so...
And tell me about the what you did for the sky.
So I took some I took some tissue paper, and they're in the colors of purple, silver, orange, yellow, and that's kind of it. But I did a sun with some foam, and I glued it to the back, and I put some stars on it to make it look like it's nighttime.
Yeah, so like you...
It's like a sunset.
You layered... What color did you put up first?
Purple.
And then...
Orange.
And then
yellow.
And then what? And then what did you put on top?
I drew some stars, and Brooke cut it to make it look like stars. She did a fabulous job.
Oh, thank you.
They look like real stars.
Yeah, that's the silver.
It was made with silver tissue paper. Surprisingly, mm-hmm. They have it.
And then what's the stuff on top of the sky?
That I took polyfill cotton.
It's polyfill. It's like a polyester. It looks like cotton, but it's not.
And I put it all around to make it look like it's a cloudy day.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the trees, I had my dad help me with this.
So tell me about this part first, because this part went down first, right?
Uh-huh.
And no, what's...
The sky went down first.
Well, the sky went down first, and then what went on next?
Then I took some other colored tissue papers, and it's yellow and green, and I laid them on top to make it look like the African savanna. And then I took some more foam, and I made it in a blue. It was blue, and I made it into a circle. Then I took some blue buttons, and I hot glued them on.
And what is that? Tell me about it.
It's a little pond where the elephant drinks out of.
Oh, cool.
And then moving on up to the trees, mm-hmm. My dad helped me with it. He made a tree, like, trunk, and then he cut out some yellow and green for the trees for specifically an acacia tree.
Oh, acacia. Cool.
And then the other one was a
Baobab.
And the elephant has its tusks at it, and it also has his trunk at the leaf. So it's basically eating two things at the same time. But mm-hmm. And then with hot glue, I glued it I glued the elephant to the tissue paper, and I'm just going to give you a review of what you can use.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to buy anything. Well, Brooke technically didn't have to buy anything.
So everything that Riley used for her project, we already had in the house. I sacrificed a shoebox that have my Harry Potter Vans in them. So those got sacrificed to Riley. And we already had a ton of tissue paper. We already had the foam. We already had the buttons and the polyfill. And I think the only thing that came from someone else was the elephant, right?
Yeah, my teacher gave me it, but I have to return it after.
Did you glue it down?
Hot glue.
Dang it. I bet the hot glue will come off, though. I think it'll be fine.
But I'm just going to give you a quick review of what I used.
Mm-hmm.
Some foam, yellow and blue, brown, green, yellow, more yellow. And then I used some tissue paper, green and yellow, and I used some blue buttons for the little pawn. And then for the sky, I did a layer of purple, orange, and yellow, then a little sunset. It's like one cut, and then that kind of, it's like a half circle. And I used some marker and some polyfill and silver tissue paper and a shoebox.
And then what other things did you use to put it together?
Some scissors and glue sticks and Sharpies and a lot of stuff.
Hot glue gun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. What are some of the other kids in your class doing? What kind of other animals or areas?
So there's elephants. There are way too many elephants, so she just took it off. So there's elephants, lions, I forgot the other, so.
Zebra?
Zebras, and there's another one. It was elephants, giraffes, lions, and zebras. And
mm-hmm.
My teacher has a smart board, and she ejected this like wheel that you could press,
mm-hmm.
and it would spin. And everybody would come up and see what animal they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all making this shoebox thing, like the whole first grade. But my sister, Charlotte, she's like, her teacher doesn't give her what she's going to do. She has to figure out what she's going to do. But
mm-hmm.
I might help her with
it. Yeah? You think the last I heard, she wants to build a remote control robot. What do you think she might use for that?
Definitely some batteries, hot glue, wire.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like trying to make a remote control,
mm-hmm.
and maybe like I would make the robot would it would have like kind of this power box,
mm-hmm.
where there's a bunch of wire,
mm-hmm.
and some batteries, so it's, and I would make it solar powered.
Oh, interesting. Very cool. And tell me again what this is for?
It's for the STEAM fair at my school.
Very cool.
There's going to be a lot of people. It's kindergarten to fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing it. Last year when I was in kindergarten, we made a hypothesis and something else, I forgot the name of it, and our hypothesis is everybody thought what I was gonna do and everybody was wrong, but
Do you remember the project was on?
So Miss Jones, she was my kindergarten teacher, she took a couple of cups and dyed them with rainbow colors. So there's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and pink. And she put paper towels in it. And not like inside, but it was like kind of curving like a rainbow into the next cup.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, it was like red on one curve, orange on the other curve, orange on this curve, yellow on this curve, green on this curve, blue on this curve, purple on this curve. I don't think there was any pink.
That's okay.
Yeah, there wasn't any pink, but...
So the theory was, the hypothesis was that the colors were going to mix together between the two cups? Mm-hmm. Was that the theory?
No. Everybody was like, well, I think I forgot what they said, but nobody got it right. I'm not saying they don't know what it is, but... Yeah.
Well, that's part of learning, isn't it? Is also figuring out where you're not right, where you're wrong, and changing the way that you think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What other projects have you been working on? Have you been working on any other art projects or craft projects, or...
I've definitely been more curious about stuff.
Yeah, curious? Like what? Tell me about that.
Sometimes in the shower, I'll like take a toy bowl and I'll fill it up with a bunch of crazy stuff,
like,
and I'll
what?
Mix it together, and I'll say, "Here's your milkshake." I'll put
like shampoo, conditioner.
I'll put like those white shampoos in and some white conditioner, and if it's enough, I have to like put the whole bottle. But I don't do that anymore. I used to do that.
So maybe we should buy cheaper shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
She can experiment a little bit more.
And I would take the bowl, and once I had all the experiment in it, I would put the tiniest bit of water, and I would pretend to eat it, and I would say, that's good. Delicious, Mother.
So you pretend to eat it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, beside my cheek, I held the bowl, and I was like, leaning back while putting the thing towards my mouth, and, I made them thing, and I used to make it over and over again.
Oh, goodness. So that's why I have to buy so much shampoo and conditioner and soap.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Are there some things that you want to do this year that you're excited about that you want to ask me and Dad to do with you?
Sleep.
Well, I would love for you to sleep. That's why you have a bedtime.
Not anymore.
Well, not tonight because it's not a school night, but maybe... Do you think that getting lots of rest helps you to be more creative?
Yeah. Because when I don't go to sleep, when my brain isn't shut down, when I go to sleep, that my brain is like everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I can do anything I want.
Yeah.
Just like Dad said, if you're in a dream and you want to do something specifically, like be a marshmallow. Or be camel, or fly, just find your hands. Then if you find your hands, look for your feet. Mm-hmm. Then you can do anything you want.
Very cool. Have you practiced that yet?
No.
You think you're going to try to practice it?
No, I can't. In my dreams, I'm like...
Just standing there?
Yeah, I'm like...
Well, hey, that's why you have to practice, right?
Yeah.
How do you get better at anything?
I usually see the mistakes, and I don't really like argue with anybody if I have to do something over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really fun, but
one of the things that you're talking about is to learn how to do something better. You do it over and over again, right?
Yeah.
So you practice it. Yeah. So maybe you could start practicing to look for your hands. When you're sleeping. Yeah? All right. Any other crafts that you want to try this year?
Definitely rock climbing.
Rock climbing? Yeah. How do you think that that's crafty?
It's just the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, that's okay. We can go there again. We went a few months ago, and it was
Terrible.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Riley did a really good job. So did Charlotte, and I even made it up about a quarter of the wall. Not very far. That was my first time ever.
I almost climbed up this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I was like 4 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
There was this very creepy slide that you had to climb up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not climb up the slide, but there's a rock wall, and you had to climb up if you wanted to go down the slide. So it was kind of like, you know how there's those playhouses that have a rock wall, then right there is a slide?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it was. It was a gray tube slide.
Mm-hmm.
It was about, I'd say, 6 feet.
Yeah, maybe feet. More like, maybe closer to like 10 feet.
But
it was very fast, wasn't it?
Yeah. But once when I was up there, I saw a bunch of dust, and I put my finger down, and when I looked at it, it was black.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about on our podcast?
I just want to remind everybody, even if you, you know, like, get a feeling that, you know, when you're overweight, you're like, I'm not pretty. Just know that you're still beautiful.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And even though when mom came home, I was like, who are you? Stranger danger.
When she I got my hair cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, though.
Oh, thank you.
You have a lot of curls.
I do. So do you. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on this episode. I really appreciate it, Riley.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see your elephant at the steam fair and see what all of your classmates did, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next time. And until then, keep knitting, keep sewing, keep crafting. Bye.
Bye.
Let's talk about your projects. Follow me on Instagram at KnitSewCraftPodcast and tag us in your projects. I love seeing what amazing things other people are working on. You can find links to the items I talk about in the show notes or head over to my blog to see photos and links at KnitSewCraft.wordpress.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, please give us a like, subscribe, and leave a positive review on the podcast app you are using. If you'd like to get in touch with me privately, my email is knittynerdy@gmail.com. That's knittynerdy@gmail.com. And until next week, keep knitting, keep sewing, keep crafting.